Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, January 11th, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The 2024 election will see three open seats in Republican-held congressional districts this year in Colorado. CD5's Doug Lamborn announced last week that he will not seek re-election this year. Lamborn, who is a nine-term congressman, says he is retiring to spend more time with his family. Late last year, CD4's Ken Buck also announced his intention to retire, and CD3 Representative Lauren Boebert announced she is planning to run for Buck's seat, opening the CD3 seat as well. Among the GOP candidates who have announced their intention to run for Lamborn's seat is Dave Williams, the state's Republican Party chairman, who unsuccessfully challenged Lamborn in the 2022 Republican primary. Williams's abrasive style of politics is marked by an unabashed embrace of Donald Trump and Trump's 2020 election conspiracy theories and his attacks on fellow Republicans, including Lamborn, for not being conservative enough, as well as his declared intention to remain GOP party chair while running for office, has earned him the ire of some of his fellow Republicans. At least two more Republican candidates, as well as several Democrats, have declared an intention to run for CD5, which covers Chaffee County, as well as the Colorado Springs area. In state news, on Wednesday, January 10th, Speaker Julie McCluskey delivered her opening remarks for the second regular session of the 74th General Assembly of the Colorado Legislature, with a focus on housing, public safety, education, and water. Lawmakers this year will present a meaningful package of bills to build more homes and save people money on housing, McCluskey said, adding, "This starts with a broad statewide and regional approach to housing assessments and planning. It includes legislation to legalize accessory dwelling units and multifamily housing near transit and incentivizes local governments to preserve housing stock Coloradans can afford." McCluskey went on to say that the 74th General Assembly would be taking up legislation on gun safety, education spending, and securing Colorado's water supply based on recommendations of the Colorado River Drought Task Force. The League of Women Voters has taken up the cause of women's reproductive health in Colorado, beginning a petition process it calls Coloradans for Protecting Reproductive Freedom. The goal is to gather enough signatures to get the petition on the November 2024 ballot to ensure women's reproductive rights and women's access to abortion in the Colorado Constitution. The statewide goal is to collect 185,000 signatures by March 2024 to be assured of 124,238 qualified signatures from across at least 37 of Colorado's 64 counties for the petition to qualify for the state ballot. The state's LWV is working with an organization known as Cobalt to organize the communications and carefully collect the signatures. The League of Women Voters of Chaffee County has begun an effort that they hope will result in at least 2,000 petition signatures from across the county to submit to the state petition effort. Anyone who wishes to sign must sign using the name that they are registered in as a registered voter. Anyone who is not sure what that is can go to vote.411.org and look up their voter registration. And finally, in arts and culture, Bob Hickey, Garner's favorite geologist, will do a photo presentation and lecture on his recent trip to Bryce Canyon and the North Rim of the Grand Canyon on Friday, January 12th at the Salida Steam Plant, 6 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $10. For more information or to order tickets in advance, visit garner.networkforgood.com/events. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, January 18th at 9:45 a.m.